Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Just know. So we have an all-call APB for truckers to call the show, text the show. If you're a trucker now, if you've been a trucker, you're retired. Let's solve this supply chain crisis, should we? You're a king for a day, truckers. What do you do? Truckers are the supply chain. They make everything go. And I'm amazed how many stories I see in national media about store shelves are bare. And nobody talks about the trucker. How do you think store shelves get filled? So what's going on right now? What's happening? I want the truckers to weigh in here, okay? 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550, the local number, and text us, 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Lay it on me. Whenever we've done this before, we've just specifically asked for solutions from truckers. You notice we always get great answers?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
They just know. They just know. So, truckers, we know there's a lot of you out there. We're honored by the fact that you trust us and your radio's right here. And I imagine you snicker a little bit when you hear all these breathless news reports about store shelves being bad, being empty, and ports being, you know, backlogged and ships circling, and think, if they only knew.
Well, we don't have to worry, you know, because Pete Buttigieg is lining up the unicorn-drawn carriages to deliver everything now that'll be rolling around. So he'll get that all taken care of.
Unicorn,
Mayor,
huh?
Pete, yeah.
Let's go, Pete. Let's go, Pete. Hashtag let's go, Pete.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to worry until I hear from the truckers. I want the truckers to weigh in. So we're dedicating the first half hour of the show to the truckers. Just bring it on, okay? We're going to check into the University of Mary Gary Thelson School of Business today. They have a new doctorate of business administration. We'll find out what that's all about. And by the way, you don't have to go back to school to do this. You can do this, you know, you're integrating this into everything else you do in life. Update you on Pink at the Pump. Fundraiser for breast cancer, and then Trooper Talk next hour. There you go, Trooper Talk. Been a while, so any and all of your questions or comments, welcome for our friends from the North Dakota Highway Patrol next hour. So that's the game plan today. One thing truckers know is where the good food is. And I've met a lot of them, seen a lot of them, interacted with a lot of them at PetroServe USA. You know why? Home cooking, grab and go convenience. That's why. So today is another day for a great menu. And let me tell you a little bit about what we have. Goulash on 12th Avenue and I-29. Harwin has a little chef's choice today. Valley City off exit 292. You head north off the exit. Swedish meatballs or lasagna today. Swedish meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and all the sides and the fixings. It's just fantastic. Lasagna, downtown Fargo, MP Avenue, pulled pork in Glendon, Salisbury Steak in Euland, home cook and grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, John's going to get us rolling. John's in Stanley, heading to Washington. Love it. John, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Give me a little trucker wisdom on how to solve the supply chain issue.
Well, the problem, okay?
Pardon me?
Okay. It went out a little bit. Sorry about that.
I hear you loud and clear.
All right, great. The problem is all these ports in California were shut down to the owner-operators by the governor of California. And all they have working out there is union truckers. And that's what. And there's not enough of them to push all our products coming in from overseas. I have several friends that lost their companies over this. Yes, can you hear me?
I can. I was just going to ask you, what would be the motivation for that? Is it just to say, hey, we're gonna give a gift to the unions here. Was it union politics, you think, or what?
Oh, absolutely. He's 100% behind the union as well as his aunt, Pelosi.
His aunt.
Unfortunately, it's pretty bad. I have several friends who lost their businesses out there, and now they're, you know, driving for union shops or looking around out of state. I'm an owner-operator here out of Stanley, and I'm actually hauling a load of pinto beans to Washington.
So you just don't go to California. It's not on your route.
Well, it is. Actually, I grew up there, but I try to make it down to the Salinas Valley to haul the produce back up here as much as I can. I'm not allowed to go to the ports anymore. I can't get on the ports.
Okay, so the ports is the restriction, not California proper, but any of the ports.
Yes.
You can't be an owner operator and go in there.
That's
correct. This is a classic bad government right there. Is there also some issue with the age of your truck too?
Yes, in California you can't have any. You have to have it with the depth cleaning. The exhaust, it has to be, I think it's a 2014 or newer, but that's changing every year. I have a family member that just bought a catering trailer for his business, and he's still waiting on approval for a generator, just a regular generator to run his little catering trailer, and it has to meet all these ridiculous EPA regulations in California. They're banning lawnmowers, they're banning chainsaws, they're banning, you name it, any small motors.
So this is a self-inflicted wound on the part of California here. This is California's doing. This is very interesting.
Yeah.
Just learning about some of these things, thankfully, I mean, it's a good opportunity to say, guess what? The decisions have consequences here. When you do these things, and at some point people are going to say, I mean, if I don't know, you grew up there, so I guess you got a spot there, but I'd be inclined to say, you know, screw California. I'm just going to get business elsewhere.
Absolutely.
A spokesperson for the National Retail Foundation said that the Assembly Bill 5, which critics have said triggered a wave of owner-operator truckers and trucking fleets to stop doing business in California, may be a part of the issue. You think?
Maybe part of the issue.
Might be part of the issue.
It's sort of like we're starving for workforce, and so we're going to add restrictions that remove their options from a health decision. And then wonder why the crisis is worse. Yes, go figure that out.
Can't make it up. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah. John, anything else you want to add to this this list?
No, I just hope everybody's safe today. Appreciate the time.
Appreciate you, John. Making America go. John, in Stanley, heading to Washington, California guy. Truckers, I want to know, how would you solve the supply chain crisis? What's the pain point here? You are the supply chain engine. Did truckers shut down during COVID?
No.
They didn't, did they? Kept going.
Had to.
That's why we love them. I know. Just kept on a trucking. 258-0550. 258-0550. Text me 237-1590. All call to truckers today. I drive a truck, says a texter. Easy solution. Double the pay to all truckers. There'd be plenty of new truck drivers. Well, I think that's a fair statement, that if you double the pay of any position, you're going to have more of them, right? Incentivize people to do it. My question would be then, what is the yin to that yang? You'd have more truck drivers, for sure. But the cost of getting things from point A to point B would obviously be higher. And you'd pay more for things.
No, you wouldn't. Jen Psaki said
that everything's free. That's right.
That doesn't matter.
The $3 trillion deal costs,
won't go up when
costs nothing.
Taxes get it, you know, raised and stuff.
Right.
It's absurd.
Yeah, it's true. Who am I kidding? All right. Let's go to Jim in Fargo. Jim, lay it on me. What's your solution? Your supply chain solution here, Jim. Let me have it.
Well, the last caller, you know, when you talk about California, they've had problems with those ports for a long time. Truckers weren't being paid well, and they were, you know, refusing to work, so forth and so on. I don't know if that's the union problem or what that is. But as far as trucks with PEP, they're out there by the million. All your big carriers have them. They use them. It's something somebody's choosing to do. I mean, they've, last 15 years that I've been driving, every year they say we need, you know, 15,000 more truckers, 20,000 more truckers, 30,000 more truckers. So, you know, I mean, whether they're banning small engines and other things and stuff, it's a different environment there than it is here. You guys can't equate to the same. So the reality is that you have plenty of people that can move product, but if it's going to be unionized, then that's your problem.
So unionizing is the pain point here, according to Jim and Fark. Appreciate that. Jared, Dwight, Mike, all call for truckers and what's on your mind. Stay tuned. We'll continue after the timeout.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
To understand how ag and energy work together, hop aboard a free all-day bus tour to see it firsthand, a 2021 Ag and Energy Tour sponsored by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Find out more about them online at ndforallenergy.org. So it's Tuesday, November 9th. Leave from Bismarck, stops at farms and ranches up to Watford City and back. Breakfast and lunch provided. Did this a while ago. I had a lot of fun. Had a great crew come along. I'm looking forward to being on the bus right along with everybody else. We even do the show right there on the bus. So join us for the 2021 Agriculture and Energy Tour. It's November 9th. To reserve a spot, because obviously you only have so many spots on the bus, you need to call 701-400-9482, 701-400-9482, or email Tammy at ND4AllEnergy.org. That's the letter F-O-R for ND4AllEnergy.org, or call Tammy at 701-400-9482, 400-9482. To reserve your spot for that tour, the Ag and Energy Tour, November the 9th. Back to the phones. All call for truckers on the supply chain issue that we're hearing about over and over and over again. Jared, take it away. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, my opinion on it is I see it's a twofold problem. We have trouble getting access into the ports in California just for owner operators and stuff like that. The other problem that we have is with the recent fuel and everything else, our margins are so much lower that I think it's going to drive a lot of us out of it. We're going to have even bigger shortages if we keep this up.
So it just isn't penciling out. It's not worth doing.
No. No, I mean, it's when we come in and we try and fight for a rate, everybody gives us the same excuse. While the cost of doing business is going up, while ours is too. You know, we're the leading edge in showing that I believe we're heading into a recession pretty hugely. We're the leading edge in that. If we can't make it pencil out, everything on our shelves is going to go up. You know, so you're going to see it'll drive the small guys out. The big guys will stay there for a while, but we've even seen big companies filing bankruptcy because they can't make anything doing this.
It's something that is in need of fixing. No doubt about it, because it makes everything move. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate the insight. Somebody sends this, a trucker's prayer. Lord, please help me to be safe as I travel each mile. Let your presence guide me and bring me a smile. Take care of my family while I am away. Let them know I miss them each and every day. Steer me clear of danger as I cross the country alone. I put my hands in yours alone. Keep me safe. Get me home. Amen. That comes from Gail, who says, just a word of thanks for our truckers from all Americans. Nice. Thank you, Gail. Dwight, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Give us your take.
Hey, Scott. Good to talk to you again here. It's been a few years since I've talked to you before.
Well, but, call more often, for crying out loud. I want to hear from you more often than every couple of years.
Hey, those folks down in South Dakota State, you're doing a great job. Anyway, I think Harold did a great job hitting on it, is that the fuel prices are really, I know some owner-operators, and they're got their trucks parked, tractors parked in the driveway because they just can't make the budget with the fuel prices being so high. And also, some of these roads that we have out here, you're beating your tractor up running over the roads, especially out in Pennsylvania. I mean, they do all these inspections. They pull you over and do all these inspections because they want your tractor to be safe on their roads. Well, it's their roads that are beating these tractors up. And, We definitely need to get better roads out here and get a handle on the fuel prices.
Add that to
and,
the list.
Back to the ports. A lot of these ports, you got to have what's called a transportation workers identification card, a TWICS card. It's another government reach for money to get from these truck drivers, and you know. Like they say, you got to be union in order almost to get a TWICS card to get into the port of Houston. There's just too much government overreach in everything. Anyway, thanks for letting me vent there, Scott.
Glad you did.
Wonderful day.
You too. And if the chickens come home to roost on that, I get a kick out of that. You need a transportation ID card to get the port, but not to vote. You don't need an ID to get in the country, but you need one to, you know, pick up goods and move it across the country.
Welcome
and somebody
to
gets
America.
It's paid for it. Off-air call on our 24/7 line at 855-200-1776. That allows you just to leave a message anytime 24/7.
There's a simple solution to get trucks back on the road after 25 years of hauling them and driving them. It's a pain in the ear to have a truck. They're just a pain. There's so much, so many rules, so many regulations, and they keep changing them. And I've often thought of giving up the CDL already and stuff because I'm just plain tired of dealing with it. I mean, they own you. The government owns you. Get rid of it. Make it so it's easy. Just like getting in your car and driving to work every morning. Make it that easy. Don't want a darn truck. Get rid of the taxes. There's tons and tons of taxes. It would lower the prices on everything. Diesel fuel, waste product of gasoline, but it's higher than gasoline. Thanks.
Thank you. Good wake-up call.
That was one thing that my brother complained about for years. He drove truck for a lot of years. He's like, there's between the EPAs and the Bing and the permits and the this and the that. It's just craziness, some of it.
Texter says the supply chain crisis is a manufactured crisis. Unions benefit. Unions getting paid back for stuffing ballot boxes for drop box ballot locations in the 2020 election. That's why there were so many alleged voters in the 2020 election. Hunter Biden is allegedly best friends with James Whitey Bulger's nephew, a mobster. This is payback to the unions, in my opinion. All you hear is good union jobs from the Biden regime. Something to think about is how that text ends.
Hmm.
Mike in Fairbanks, you used to be a trucker. Why'd you give it up, Mike?
Hello, Scott. Thank you for putting me on. Well, I escaped from California. It's obvious why I escaped from California. I'm a refugee from the Soviet Socialist Republic of Communist California, but now it's so hard to make a living in California for anybody except the elitists. But now they've got transfer lots they're putting up all over Nevada, Arizona, Utah, and across the country. They're bringing their loads to these transfer lots, and these pretty brand new union truckers are coming over and picking up the load to bring them into California because people are refusing to, well, they can't afford to buy a newer truck, and every year the tier goes higher and higher and higher. Now they want all electric trucks in California, but this goes back to also NAFTA. NAFTA, down in California when I lived there out in China Lake, you would see Mexican truckers with no restrictions, bald tires, and they throw their NAFTA bottles out because they could drive virtually without stopping, but anybody else has to rest every 8 hours. But the NAFTA bottles were water bottles filled with pee. They just pee in their bottle and throw them out as they keep driving because they don't have to stop. And anyway, what we need to do, it all goes back to monitor the boating. Let's get rid of these bums and let's watch our boats.
All right, Mike, appreciate that call. Up against the break here, we're going to get James Cavalier, Ron and Kilder in, a couple more texts as well. But a good take on the supply chain issue. And appreciate the check-in from our trucker friends. We're not done on this issue, though. We're going to continue to assemble a list.
For years, Peklitz Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklitz Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Floods unleashed by days of heavy rain have wrecked crops, blocked roads, and washed away bridges throughout India since Friday. Dozens of souls have lost their lives in the weather. Officials said on Wednesday, rescue efforts continues for those stranded. There's big money in the vaccine business. Johnson & Johnson registered $502 million of global revenue from its COVID-19 vaccine in the third quarter, bringing year-to-date vaccine sales to $766 million. J&J, which sells the vaccine for $7.50 per dose, still expects to generate $2.5 billion of COVID vaccine sales this year. Production of the Ford Mustang Mach-E began in China on Monday as the automaker looks to expand to the world's largest market for electric vehicles. The SUV is being manufactured by Changan Ford Joint Venture Operation in the central Chinese city of Chongqing. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our friends at Pucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy, bring us a Wednesday deals opportunity for us to tell you about a great pre-owned set of wheels. This is a 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 SLT four-wheel drive four-door crew cab. This is single owner, of course, because it comes from our friends at Pucklitz, just over 115,000 miles. Very fuel efficient, Ecotec 3 6.2 liter V8, tons of power, but still the fuel efficiency. They're the 8-speed automatic with overdrive, gray exterior, jet black interior, fully loaded. Check this truck out today and get ready for winter right around the corner. This is what Pucklitz does. They specialize in those single owner vehicles. This one was $35,995 today. Very special price for the Wednesday Wheel Special from Pucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy. 35 even. Tell them you heard about it right here. The Wednesday Wheels deal from Pucklitz. All right. A couple of calls still waiting to get in here on the supply chain issues. We're asking folks with the knowledge in the trucking industry how they'd solve this. Sounds like the best idea is to eliminate California altogether from this whole chain, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that and the regulations and the taxes and the piling on from the government, it seems.
Texter says, send all the ships through the Panama Canal to Florida.
There you go.
California doesn't want to cooperate.
Yep.
Ron and Kildare, your suggestion here. Lay it on us.
Well, I'm an owner-operator. I have a business, trucking business. And one thing is insurance companies ask for 2 years of driving experience before they'll insure a driver. And the second thing is they send school for truck driving. And I've tried to hire some of these guys that come out of school. They can't even back up the truck. They can't shift the truck. They don't know nothing about the truck. And they send them out there with no knowledge at all. And I don't know, the fuel prices, parts. A lot of times, you go to buy a part and they have to order it. They have none in stock for newer trucks, older trucks. And the fuel price is going up. That's all I got to say.
Well, it's a lot, Ron. Thank you. James and Cavalier, go ahead.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
I say we start with the politicians. 100% of Democrats, 98% of Republicans are responsible for this. They've been messing around with all this other stuff for the last 10 years or so, and this shouldn't happen in this country. this shouldn't happen. We need to get rid of these politicians. We need to get hardworking Americans in there that know how to get up in the morning, get the job done. They're not worried about going on TV, Fox News, all these other MSNBC and talking this and that, and just working for the American people. And they like to have requirements for everything. I think any politician that goes to the House or the Senate should be required to work on a shingling crew or a cement crew for 1 year before they go to the House and Senate, so they know what it's like to break their back, and they know how all that hard work that these people are putting into this country and all their tax dollars are being spent.
There we go.
That may be the greatest caller we've ever had.
Right, exactly. Little work crew is a price of entry for elected office anywhere.
Perfect.
Yeah, the real world.
You got to show your your cement crew papers before you get into the House or the Senate.
There you go, James.
Your proof that you actually know how to work.
Now we're cooking with gas. I love it. Thank you, James. One more here from Watford. Dan, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I've been doing this for 34 years, and I'm kind of upbeat. I think this is absolutely terrific. In 1979, the average wage of a truck driver was $56,000 a year. Today, it's $47,000 a year. And we were having trouble getting truck parts. They're mandating all this stuff for trucks. And I've said for years, all we need to do is just slow down and follow the rules. This is going to even do even more because it's going to just slow everything right down and cripple it. I've often said, you know, if this all stopped, we're going to have to look at this again. And this is going to straighten things out. I'm really upbeat about this.
So you're upbeat because it's exposing...
It's going to be a little painful for a while, but when this right. comes back, you know, you're finally, you see something, I heard the one guy complaining about drivers not knowing how to drive. Well, these major corporations, these big carriers, they're training people how to drive trucks that have automatic transmissions, and I'm 55 this year. I've had people ask, well, do you know how to drive a manual transmission? And I kind of chuckle, you know, but they're running into a lot of that. People that don't have an endorsement to drive a manual transmission on their driver's license. So
fascinating.
They're easily identifiable. They carry a pacifier. So,
Dan, thanks for the call. Texter says, effective February 22, drivers must take training classes, which will cost thousands of dollars, before taking a CDL test.
Yeah.
What we're seeing is just the start of a supply chain disaster. Fascinating conversation, truckers. You didn't disappoint. Thank you very much. Let's talk about the University of Mary, Gary Tharaldson School of Business. Dr. Carol Sovak is back with us on the program to talk about some new opportunities. If you'd like a doctorate of business administration, one of the very few accredited DBAs in the region is now at the University of Mary, Gary Tharaldson School of Business. Dr. Sovak, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Is this needed? Talk a little bit about the need here and what the reason behind the University of Mary offering this.
Well, you know, you just had the issue when you're talking about the supply chain. If we had more virtuous servant leaders in power, what the other caller was talking about, we'd have a lot of these things figured out, right? I mean, we have a lot of things, a lot of issues that are out there, and it just takes individuals being able to take a look at different situations, research different options, and come up with solutions that are a lot quicker that will create these efficiencies. And really, that's what this advanced degree is all about, is it's a very holistic, we incorporate the values and the Benedictine values especially into that program, but it allows these individuals to be practitioners. So it's an advanced degree, number one, but it gives them the skill set for researching such issues just like we're seeing right now happening in our country and coming up with the solutions to being able to find ways to solve those.
Boy, we could use a lot more people in this world that are wired to find solutions. So it's a good point, you know, and be able to have the knowledge to roll up the sleeves and say, what's going on here? What's behind this? Peel back the onion. Let's figure this out. Let's research it, right?
There you go. And I think the second thing that the program is designed to do is, you know, we'll have a lot of these individuals in there that will say, hey, I have no idea what I could research. We know it needs to be something in business, something that we're passionate about, something that needs to start. So, you know, we're actually working with businesses to say, you know, if you don't have anybody who you feel would be beneficial to take this program, do you have a project or do you have a program or do you have a problem that you would like us to research? and let them use that as their research for their dissertation. So it's, like I said, it's a very practitioner degree. It's going to bring about practical results to the issues and the problems that we face in our country. And again, we're going to do it with a virtuous servant leadership mentality that we are here to serve. We're here to make sure that we're taking good care of the country. We're going to create that next generation of business leaders that are going to make a change to this country.
And the lion's share of people that will take advantage of this offer in the nearest area are already employed, are already in a position. This is something crafted for the non-traditional student to do after hours or weekends or whatever, right?
Yes, absolutely. I can't even say hybrid situation. This is an online program. We do have meetings that we get together once a year, and we have an institute that we allow all the cohorts. It's a cohort program. It allows these cohorts to get together and talk about the challenges that they're facing, some of the things that they might need, some of the best practices that exist out there, and really just help each other in a more face-to-face manner for a week in the summer. So it's truly meets the needs of today's individuals that are in the workplace. And like I said, not only the individuals will benefit, but the organizations of those individuals will also benefit.
Talk also a little bit about the need for research out there, and maybe organizations that have a need for research, and how the Gary Farrelson School of Business at UMary can help in that regard.
Well, you know, a lot of people are data-driven individuals. They do a lot of analysis. But then that comes through is, okay, this is the data that we see and this is the analysis that we make from it. But there's not a lot of research that's put into that. And that's what I really love about this program is it allows those individuals that are in there to find out what they're passionate about and be able to research the actual issues that are going on, see what hasn't worked in the past, and look to find solutions that would make that work in the future. We have individuals that are looking at Native American issues in our country. We have individuals that would be looking into the supply chain aspect as well. So it's, like I said, it's a very practitioner degree, and that research, the methodology of utilizing research to uncover information that's going to help people make decisions is really what this program's about.
And honestly, that's something that's hard to put on a line item on the business. We need somebody that does R&D. I mean, most small businesses don't have that ability, nor have anybody on the team capable of doing it. So love that idea of taking a practical problem in that particular business that you're already in and saying, hey, if I have this doctorate, I can dedicate some of my time to research. So it makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely, because growing up in my day, R&D was rip off and duplicate, right? So now we're looking for new solutions to these problems that are existing, because they really are incredible situations that we're going through in here. And like I said, you the callers that you had in talking about the supply chain, I think this is a perfect example of where business and industry could get together and come up with a solution much quicker than government can. And so we're happy to be a part of whatever we can do to a small part of whatever we can do to assist with whatever issues there might be out there in the business world.
And like everything at the University of Mary, affordability is front and center, right, Dr. Silvine?
Absolutely. This program is designed to be done in 3 years. They'll actually go through and have their dissertation, be ready to defend their dissertation at the end of 3 years, and it's under $50,000. And I don't know anywhere in the country where you can find something like that. Again, with the outcomes that we have embedded into this program for that type of deal.
A candidate on your team that could be perfect for this. We all need more virtuous business leaders in our businesses, in our communities. A great way to go. Congrats on a new doctorate offering, the DBA, the Doctorate of Business Administration at the Gary Farrelson School of Business, the Dean, Dr. Carol Silvach. Thank you, Dean. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Scott. God bless. Have a good day.
You as well. All right, folks, take a short break. When we come back, we're going to tell you about a very important promotion happening, Pink at the Pump Month. That's right. And we're going to talk with the Director of Women's Way and the Director of the Division of Community and Health Systems about this effort, raising awareness for breast cancer, raising funds for breast cancer, and how you can participate in that effort simply by filling up and looking for that little Pink at the Pump sticker. Trooper Talk next hour with the North Dakota Highway Patrol, so get your questions and comments ready. We love Trooper Talk. That and more as we continue on What's On Your Mind. Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, There's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you. For a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first. So you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI bin dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI bins, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's go to New York City, shall we? It is a way to sort of continue a tradition we started a number of years ago, gathering folks of the heartland of America, good God-fearing, freedom-loving, Constitution-revering folks that get together, travel together. Love these trips. We've been to Norway. We've been to Washington, D.C. We've been to New York City, Pearl Harbor, Alaska, a lot of different places over the years. We're going back to New York City. Keeping this tradition of going around Christmas time, December 7th through the 11th. The deadline to sign up is coming up here in early November, and it is filling up. So if you've heard about this, thought about it, today's the day to say, sign me up. Our friends at Group Travel Planners are handling all the details, so it literally is every detail. It's one thing we hear from a lot of folks about these trips. Man, everything. You thought of everything. You got us to see all the great spots. My wife Maria puts together a wonderful itinerary. And, you know, we just see what you need to see. So it's a great way to go to New York City if you've never been there before, or go back and see some things you haven't seen before. Broadway show in there to the Temptations. Story Ain't Too Proud, Radio City Christmas Spectacular at Radio City Music Hall with the Rockettes, which is the Christmas story, and the best of best in New York. I mean, a cruise where you see the iconic skyline, 360-degree views way up at the One World Observatory, also top of the rock where you can see middle Manhattan, just see it all. It's just so fun. Ellis Island, Times Square, dinner at Trump Tower, a dinner at Carmine's in Broadway, Chinatown, Little Italy, St. Patrick's Cathedral, Central Park, Bryant Park, got a big skate outdoor rink there that's so much fun. A lot of dinners included in this, breakfast every morning at the hotel. Leaving early on the 7th from your choice of Bismarck or Fargo. Prices start at $31.99 per person, and there's a whole lot included. Obviously, your hotel accommodations, airfare, many of the meals, as I mentioned. Group Travel Planners will get you all the details. All you need to do is send me a text. It's 701-237-1590. Just say, Scott, New York City, get me the scoop. You can also email me if that's easier for you, scotth@flagfamily.com. scotth@flagfamily.com, and I'll get you all the details. All right, as I promised, I'll tell you more about Pink at the Pump Month and what's it all about. North Dakota Ethanol Council, North Dakota Corn Council are sponsoring this. Susan Mormon is here. She's the director of Women's Way and director of the Division of Community and Health Systems. Susan, what is Pink at the Pump Month all about? Tell us about October.
Well, Pink at the Pump Month helps Women's Way, the North Dakota's breast and cervical cancer detection program, and some of the, a portion of the sales at the Pink at the Pump goes to Women's Way. And Women's Way helps North Dakota women pay for mammograms, PAP, and HPV tests.
All right, so this is an effort to, of awareness of, hey, don't put it off, do this, right? That's and that early detection is so very important. Tell us a little bit about the integral part the early detection plays in these screenings.
Most definitely, early detection is really the best protection, and we encourage women to begin having conversations with their providers starting at the age of 40 to talk about when they should begin screening for breast cancer. Between about the age of 45, they should begin having a baseline for that mammogram. Mammograms have the ability to detect cancer about 2 years earlier than if you would actually feel a lump. So again, that early detection is very important. Between the ages of 45 and 55, you should be having an annual mammogram. And Women's Way has the ability, like I said, to help pay for those mammograms, clinical breast exams. We estimate that there are nearly 17,000 women in North Dakota that could meet our eligibility requirements for Women's Way, and we could help them cover those costs. Even if they have insurance, it's possible we can still help because they may have co-pays or deductibles that are stopping them from being able to have these really important tests.
And we don't want the lack of resources to be the reason these screenings don't happen. So great concept to be able to say, hey, don't make that the reason. We're going to help whatever it is, insurance not up to par, doesn't cover all of it, we'll cover. How do women connect with that opportunity through Women's Way? How do they connect with you?
Well, we have actually local coordinators that are located in the 10 different regions across the state. So women in every single county have access to someone in their local community that they would be able to reach out to. You can do that by calling 800-449-6636. And by calling that number, it recognizes where you are located. So if you are calling from Surrey, North Dakota, it recognizes that, and it will direct you to your local coordinator. You also can find us on the web at health.nd.gov/womensway. And there's a button on there that says enroll now. And if you click on that, it too will take you to these regional coordinators, and you can just find the county that you live in, click on it, and it will be able to connect you to our local coordinators. So we have 10 of them located throughout the state. You have the ability to be seen by providers within your local communities or as close to your local community.
Sure. And you know what else, folks? There's a way for all of us to help just by choosing Unleaded 88. 85% gasoline. There is the pink at the pump stickers. So look for it, and you're helping that way as well, because cents from every single gallon go to this effort. Thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high-quality, cost-competitive products and services, integrity, innovation, too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years? And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.